talk about on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
And no doubt plenty of you will want to make a comment about our first item on the agenda today, and that is the controversial issue of dogs on beaches. Now, cast your minds back to earlier this year when Kerry County Council announced that in an effort to retain all of the blue flags on Kerry beaches, they were not going to allow dogs to be walked or to have any presence on blue flag beaches between the hours of 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. during the summer months, during the busy tourist times, really, when the lifeguards are on duty. Now, that was pretty controversial when it was announced at the time, and quite a lot of dog owners were very, very annoyed about this and said it was an infringement on their rights as a citizen of Kerry, that they should be allowed to walk their dog on the beach anytime they wanted. But anyway, that period of restriction is now over. Dog owners are now free to walk their dogs on the blue flag beaches from now until presumably the start of the next tourist season in 2023. So we want to know, how did it go? How was it policed? What was the reaction like from the public? And most of all, what are the dog owners now saying now that that period of restriction has passed? Well, I spoke earlier to dog owner Jane Deasy from Tralee. She has two dogs, a retriever and a cockapoo, whom she walks on a regular basis. And at the outset, I asked her what was her original reaction when she heard about the restrictions.
I suppose initially I was taken aback because I walk Banna Beach most mornings. But when I read the rules and saw the restrictions and understood why, I kind of looked at it in a different light. I suppose I usually walk around 8:30, so the restriction of come 11 o'clock was fine. Now, on your holidays at the weekends, it probably affected me a bit more. But if I needed to, I could access the main Banna Beach by just keeping my dogs under control while I went through the blue flag area.
Mm-hmm. And from what you observed yourself, did people by and large adhere to it?
I think people definitely tried to control their dogs more. I suppose I've gone beyond the day of bringing my smallie to the beach and building sandcastles. So I usually get a walk on the beach and then I leave. So I can really witness the main part of the beach on a very busy day, so I couldn't say for definite did mm-hmm. people. But overall, I think people, from what I saw, were aware that they needed to control their dogs and mind them.
Mm-hmm. So you said at the outset there, Jane, that you understood why the council did it. Can you just kind of tell me why you accepted it? Because a lot of people were annoyed about it, and a lot of people were saying it wasn't fair and everything. But you agreed that it was necessary?
Well, I suppose I grew up in the day, when I grew up, dogs, you opened your back door and they wandered the neighbourhood. And I can understand that just was always the way growing up in Ireland, in rural Ireland. You know, you opened your door, your dog walked and did whatever. But then we travelled around the world. So we were in America and Australia, and we had a dog there, both places. And it was very much the rule that you had to pick up after your dog and keep them under control, and you were fined if you didn't. But also, I suppose, from using the beach myself, and I go to Seamith a lot during the summer, it's very distressing to see the dog dirt all over the beach and everybody trying to have their lovely day, their picnic on the beach, and there's dog dirt all around them. And I suppose equally so, a dog could come along and, you know, run off with their barbecue, you know, or whatever they're doing on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, so I do understand why people who don't have dogs are put out by the fact that our dogs are in their faces. So I do understand a little bit. Now, I think banning them completely would be awful, but they didn't do that. You know,
Yeah, and in Ballybunion now, for example, and I would know as a dog owner, you could walk your dog on certain parts of the beach, just not on the blue flag part. So it wasn't completely restrictive.
That's correct. So, you know, you could always have gone over the dunes in Banna. And then, of course, we have loads of, like, we're blessed in Kerry with the beautiful beaches. We have loads of beaches that just not blue flags. So for somebody who just wants to walk their dog, you can go out to Derrymore. You can go, you know, so many places. So I think, yes, it sounded very harsh to the dog walker, but when you think of all the other people who use the beach, if we did our little bit, then I think maybe it would be fine. So I think we should pick up. If you're a dog owner, and you walk, whether it's the Greenway in Tralee, or whether it's in Killarney or wherever in Kerry, if you bring your little bag and pick up as you go, and keep them on a leash, especially if you can't control your dogs. And one of mine, I'm afraid, he's uncontrollable. So I keep him on a leash, and it's a long leash. So when I have space, I'm able to leave him a little bit of room, and then I keep him on a tight leash when we're in a place where there are a lot of people.
So Jane, tell me, was it last Saturday that the bylaws ended for the winter?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
So you've been out with your dog in the morning, later in the morning since, and that must feel nice.
Yes. Oh, it's lovely. It's heaven. Every day is different because the weather is always different, but it's heaven. Rain, hail or sun, it's always lovely.
Yeah. So were you out this morning?
Yes. Now this morning, because of the weather, I decided to stay on the Greenway in Tralee. So I just did the Mount Hawk to Dunn's section, and unfortunately it's full of dog dirt, but it's so pleasant, and we meet so many lovely people walking with them, without their dogs.
Yeah, lovely. Well, it's great to get a positive reaction from a dog owner. Jane, thank you so much for speaking to us.
A pleasure, Deirdre. Thank you.
And that was Jane Deasy, and Jane is one of a number of dog owners that's interviewed in today's edition of Kerry's Eye, giving their thoughts now that the restrictions are lifted after the summer, sharing their thoughts about how the summer went and how they felt as dog owners about the fact that they could only walk on certain parts of the blue flag beaches. But of course the restrictions are off now, so you can bring your dog on the beach anytime at all, but of course you have to keep it under control. Now, I'm just wondering, dog owners out there, particularly those of you who live by the coast and had to adjust your habits of dog walking during the summer because of these new restrictions, how did you find them? Did you adjust to them? Were you happy with them? Were you annoyed about them? Do you think it was worth it as a measure to retain our blue flag status on our beautiful beaches here in Kerry? Let me know. By the way, did you see anyone enforcing it? I certainly did see somebody coming down in a very pleasant way to a person with a dog on the beach during the hours and saying to them, sorry, but there's new bylaws. You can't have your dog on the beach at this time. And the person took it very well. And the gentleman who came over to enforce it was very pleasant. And the person took their dog away. But I suppose for every person that's nice about it, there's probably a few people who get irate and give the poor council person an earful. So let me know your views. You can text us on 083 300 3300. That's also the number to WhatsApp us on, or phone Padraig on 066 712 3666.
Talk about on Radio Kerry.